League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida. Crowd podcast.
See, why are you so aggressive, bruv?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
Coming up this week.
No, yeah, I can't lie.
He just gave you the mad story.
No,
I bet everything happens on his way to everywhere.
No,
like, I was walking and then there was like a baby and then there was a bus and the baby was by itself and it was going to run it over.
Hello, and we are back. Another episode of The World According to Tubbsy and Haider. And today, we have the very special Shady with us. What are you telling them?
Hi, I like the word special. It's nice.
Do I pronounce your name right? Is it Shady?
Everyone calls me Shay.
Shay, innit?
Yeah. Even my cousins, aunties, everyone. It's just got shortened down. I swear to God, I'm like, you know, one of those people that does not have a special story about their name.
It's just literally.
It's literally, when I started emceeing, my cousin said, that's sick. You should call yourself Lady Shady. And it just stuck. It was hip hop, had to spell it different. So it was Shady. And then the D's kind of got dropped. It was just Shay. I have no special meaning behind my name. Whenever we grew up, like everyone had to have a tag name. Like everyone had to have a nickname.
Yeah.
When you'd meet someone, you'd be like, oh, what's your name? They would say, and then you'd be like, but what's your nickname or what's this? Or
I was Shadow.
Was you?
Then
what,
I went
of the Gladiator?
Then I turned to Crisis.
Crisis.
And then my football coach used to call me Sonic because I just used to be off.
Even to this day,
when he sees me,
yeah.
He's an old man now. Like, yeah. He calls me Sonic.
How come you didn't carry on playing football? Did you get injury?
Obviously, his knee, man. I done the fibula in my left armpit.
Yeah.
And then
Barcelona just had enough.
Did you see that show that was out recently and it followed it was like really, really young. It was like under 8s and then under 12s and then like 18.
No,
under.
What's it called?
It's so sick. I can't remember if it was
about to put Hyde on.
No, it's really good. You know, it's a whole series and it follows the parents. You know, some of the parents are crazy. They're like arguing, shouting at the other kids and stuff. And then they have like every quarter, they have their meeting where they tell the kid if they're in or not and stuff.
Yeah.
And the kids were having like, imagine it's like an 11-year-old. He is having like a proper conversation, like he's 40 and he's stressed and he's like, oh, tomorrow, you know, my life depends on everything tomorrow. I want to buy my mum a Lamborghini and that. And I'm like, rah, that's your mum talking through you as well. They got so much
but
pressure.
But this is what I'm saying. That's another thing, yeah, as to not why I didn't make it, but you see, if at the age of 18, 19, I was getting told, yo, like, you can still make it, go semi-pro, non-league, work your way up, do it, like, play in League 2, semi-pro football, conference league football, that's still banging. That's,
in my eyes,
you've made it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Like, as a youth, these things get in your head and you get me, it sways your, you start thinking, rare, maybe I am done. Maybe I have to start working or doing it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'll love that show. The psychology you saw, like what they were going through was mad.
Mm.
You know, like us lot that our families were like, came here, not English as their first language, etc. I always feel like when you see other people and they get to a certain age and they've got a really good job or they knew about funding or they've bought a house. And I always think that they don't understand that our families, that we were, I was reading my mom letters when I was like eight.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was in the council standing as an 8-year-old representing my mom. And she's telling me stuff and I'm telling them. And I'm like, bruv, I'm 8. I'm working as an interpreter, bruv. Like, yeah, it's mad. It's get me? But they don't know how much of a step ahead they have because they're in this country, they speak the language or whatever. They don't know about putting us on financial literacy, this, that. All they was trying to do is secure a home, make sure we're eating and make sure we're going to school, innit? I swear, when I get a letter through the door now, I'm still traumatized from opening letters from like,
I hate it.
Honestly, man, calling up BT like to try and then, you know what else used to happen? They used to like talk, I don't know if you ever experienced this, but your parents would be on the phone and you know they're getting violated on the other side. And then you would take the phone and put your poshest voice on to try and like back them.
My dad used to always be like, you're speaking to my son. And then that's it.
It's impossible.
Literally gives it to me. And I was and then I'm just having to suss out now who's calling, what's going
what's
on
going
now.
On, what's the situation?
All right, cool. Aww. Why are you upset? What did it, what's
you
going on?
Hey, you're trying to listen to your dad and he's telling you, say this and this is what's happening. And then my man's on the phone. It's just long.
It's mad. For a young child, that's really traumatic, you know, like this stuff, like, happens, like, I feel like it develops later and you understand later, but us lot were soldiers, you know,
this is it's so mad, like,
we've got to let our kids go for a bit of that,
of course,
you know, no. Just at least a little bit.
You want them to have a bit of struggle?
Yeah,
100%. No, you have to, you
but
have
what,
to.
What kind of struggle? Okay, imagine, yeah, you've had a kid now, yeah, and you're blessed, yeah. Everything's blessed, you don't actually have a struggle for them.
I'm creating.
What are you going to do? Are you going to create struggle?
I'm creating.
What kind of struggle are you creating?
All right, perfect example. I saw this online,
okay.
One dad was like, oh yeah, our youths, like, we make them think like we're struggling. So like, let's say we tell our youths we're going on holiday in like 2 months, but no lie, we're a bit low for dough. Like, we all need to, like, even if it's a pound, chip here.
Okay. Like,
and the youths from their pocket money will give a pound every week or whatever.
So they're just creating that.
In their
scenario.
Mind, it's like, cool, we got to help the family from young. Okay. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
That's
it's
sick
stuff
though.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. I saw a TikTok last night and I think a woman had said she's spending £100 per child for their Christmas presents. And then someone had replied to her TikTok saying, you're such a bad mom. That's nothing these days for your kids and stuff. So what she did is she took the phone to her 3 kids and you couldn't see the kids. So she was holding the phone. She was like, okay, you lot, are you free a second? They're all like, yes, mom. And she read it. She said, a lady's told me I'm a bad mom because I'm only spending £100 each on all of you. What do you guys think of that? These kids were like, how many kids does she have? How does she know what you do for a living? That's more than enough. And then I was like, nah, this woman's raised her kids right. Like,
it's true. It's like, it's all about perspective and what we're used to. Mm. So if you're used to a certain amount or certain lifestyle or certain things, that's what you expect. So we don't actually realize that we actually live in a mad luxury. Growing up, I didn't get like pocket money. I got £5 a week. I was gassed. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that was me. But it's like, it depends what you need to be happy. Like, I see when you don't have money, it's like, makes you think like, oh, I need to chase that money and maybe that would be make me happy. But that's because you don't have money and you're sad.
Another example about the whole kids thing.
Yeah.
One man was like, oh, when my kids were growing up, like Monday to Friday, like no iPad, no. And if you wanted all of that on the weekend, you had to have read certain amount of pages each day
or
a certain amount of
hours.
They earned it.
Yeah.
He
I
goes,
love that.
By the time he goes, his oldest one's 12 now, without even the parents asking, reads for 4 hours a day.
I love that.
Like, with on his own accord.
Mm.
Like, the other ones, they'll wake up in the morning, first hour, they got a book they're reading, not doing nothing else, naturally, without.
Yeah.
They want to do it now. They like it. Do you get what I'm saying? But it started off as they're having to do it for a reward, but now they just naturally do it.
I think even like, especially now with everything going on, like with the cost of living and the crisis and all this stuff, I do feel like there is a correlation with our view of money as a currency, like as something you're exchanging for, like, I give you money, you give me a teacup or whatever. But there is a sense that because money brings so much security, security makes you feel safe. When you feel safe, you have peace of mind, and peace of mind will bring you happiness. So I do feel like on a security sense, and even God forbid someone's got an illness or a staph or a lot, they've got something like really bad or whatever, you can literally go
help
private, you can get really good healthcare. Like, I've always grown up with my mom and everyone saying like, it's not about money. Money doesn't bring you happiness. Don't chase money, etc. But as I've got older and I'm going through the struggle of it, I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe it does.
It brings freedom. That's what I think it is.
It's like, it brings a security and choice options, like 100%.
Even just not having to go to work.
I've been working since I'm 14. Yeah. I was doing cash in hand jobs, 13, 14.
Yeah, same. What do you do? When you were, what kind of jobs were you doing when you were 13? I had so many mad jobs,
you know. So that job as well, I don't even know how I got this job. I think another girl was doing it and she put me onto it. I was in a, and I swear it's illegal, and I was working in a solicitor's office. Yeah. So there was an immigration solicitor on Essex Road. So we were there taking notes of what she was saying, like taking minutes. And then we were just doing like, you know, like post office runs, or when the asylum seekers like were coming in, we were telling them to sit down, making them tea. So it was that cash in hand. I've done, oh my God, this is the most embarrassing one. I got fired after my first day. Do you remember Talk Talk?
Yeah. I hated them. Talk Talk.
I was selling Talk Talk. Yeah. So I went to this training thing. They were like, you're going to be rich in a week. I was like, yes. I think I was like 16 or something. I was like, yes, I want to be rich in a week. And they had this training day. And you know, the salespeople that, that were training, they were like, I have a Mercedes. I have this. I have that. All you have to do is be a good talker. You've got this. I was like, yes, I've got this. Right, sick. I'm going to have a Mercedes next week. And then we went to Ealing Broadway Shopping Center. And I was standing in the shopping center. We were there. It was cold. We had to put the signs up. We was there all day. And you had to do the, oh, excuse me, like, yeah, the people. Yeah, oh my God. And I can't stand those people now. That was me. Yeah? This was like probably my second hour into the job. So, excuse me. So there was some girl with a pram. She walked past and I must have spoke to her and said, excuse me, do you, like, we're selling Talk Talk. She was like, no, I'm not interested. No, thank you. I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't realize when she walked back again,
done it again.
And she was like, kissed her teeth and was like, I already said to you, I don't want it. And I was like, who's this girl talking to? Are you mad? I put all the stuff up. I was like, who are you getting rude to? Are you mad with your pram there? And then me and her had some massive final thing. The guy was like, I need you to go home. So I literally done that job for like 2 hours. I've worked as an estate agent.
Yeah.
I've worked in Sainsbury's. Nice. I've worked at checkouts. I've literally, every job you can think of, I've done so many jobs until I found the job I wanted to do.
Which is
what I do now. So I rap, I put on events, and I'm an education manager.
And you're on radio.
I've actually just left radio.
Oh, did you?
I might go back, but.
You mentioned education, youth work.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
I've been doing community work for time. I was volunteering on the estate I grew up in. There was a little community center there. And there was so many at that time. Do you remember that time? There was so much stabbings. Like, it was like when stabbings became the thing. Like, no one was stabbing each other. And then suddenly everyone was stabbing each other. It was so weird that, like, there was a shift. Like, the boys on my estate were shot in. I was the one, I used to have my self-help book next to them, always trying to talk them out of doing something bad. Like, I just wanted to try and just fix everything. And then I went to the community center. I started doing some work there. And then a bus used to drive into our estate that had a studio in the back. And I was just like, that's so sick. But I was quite shy when I was younger, so I didn't go over and talk.
Yeah.
And then they kept coming a few more times and I went over and chat to them. And then they were like, oh, you can volunteer with us a little bit as well if you want. So I did that. And then I was doing it so much, they slowly was like, do you want to work for us? And then I kind of just built it from that. I'd just been working at different youth centers, community centers, running rap workshops, lyric writing workshops, music ones. And then it kind of went into more serious, like mentoring. And so, yeah, it's just been like over such a long space of time. So now I'm the education manager for theatre, and then we run like our separate youth projects with Capo.
Tell us more about that, because we had Capo on and he was telling us a bit about it.
So we run our own project called Yeah. So we work with like music studios, brands. We get like guest talkers in to come work with us. We've done really amazing work. We've worked with like Box Park, Pirate, Arsenal Emirates gave us space, like whatever we can get. Like, sometimes we get offers for us as artists and then we're like, yeah, that's cool, but do you think you can give it to our young people? Like, and then bless them, they just follow us everywhere. Like, there's bare of them now. I think we work probably with about 200 young people a week, but there's like a core group that's always there as well.
Do you end up getting like building connections that actually like really trying to help that person? And like, because you have to come, if doing that kind of stuff, you have to do it from a good place. You have to have like goodness in your heart.
Yeah. What Tubbs is saying is he wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. Okay. But I'm saying like sometimes you put in so much and you really just want it to be do good. And you see, like, especially one of these kids that you're giving advice to, and if they like, I'll try to pull my heart out and try to help them to do right. But then if they start doing wrong, I'll just start getting vexed. Like, I'm wasting my time trying to help you. But you're just like,
Have you ever done youth work?
I actually used to volunteer at youth clubs. As well.
Is that where you felt like that? Did that ever happen?
No, no, that never happened.
Felt like they weren't listening.
Nah,
he's just hypothetically.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It has happened like with other people. Like we was in Central the other day.
Yeah.
I was with Zoo. We was walking, and then one kid was just walking around. He's like got like one glove on, and we kind of just said, "Oh, like you got one glove on. Like what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm out here trying to like grab phones and run away." Like I'm like. It kind of like spun my brain like that sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever heard, like, you know what I mean, he's trying to grab a phone and run, and so we're gonna go sell it for like 30 quid and like you're doing a serious crime that can land you in jail for a serious time.
I'm not gonna lie, it is really hard to disconnect when you're seeing the same young people every week and you're chatting to them, you know their lives, you know their backgrounds, you're helping them, you're seeing them progress. Sometimes you do see them. One of our boys, he got kicked out of his college, then he went back in, then got kicked out again, and then they did not let him back. So in my own time, I was sitting there with all the contacts I knew from colleges, and I was using all my power I had like to try and get him into another college, and we eventually got him an interview. I was like, do not be late for this interview, like go to sleep now, like the night before, put 5 alarms on. Shay, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, thank you. Bro, why is the teacher called me the next day, like from when he's supposed to be there? Is he coming? He's not here. I was like, the rage that was inside me, the voice notes in this boy's Instagram DM, where are you? Are you mad, bruv? Do you know how hard it was to get this thing? He was like, Shay, I'm so sorry. I swear to God, I'm on my way. Some woman, and bless him, some woman in London Bridge was lost. She couldn't speak English. He ended up trying to help her so much and made him miss his training.
Oh, you know, he just finessed you. I'm sorry, as a kid, he just gave you the mad story.
No,
I bet everything happens on his way to everywhere. I was walking and there was like a baby and then there was going a bus and the baby was by itself and it was going to run it over. And by the way, that's what I'm late.
You have to be empathetic. I believed him.
The story was too legit. I know when he's lying
and when he's not, because this is what happens. They become like all of your kids, you know. They become like, you're like this massive
people
family.
Lie to their parents, you know.
I know, because he tells me when he lies to his parents. But anyway, he ended up writing I told him, write the best apology letter you've ever written in your life. Yeah. He wrote a really good letter. They gave him another interview and he's in that college now doing really well. This week, one of our young people, her grandma's got a really bad infection, ICU in hospital. So I lost my grandma earlier this year and my grandma raised me. Thank you. My grandma raised me. Like, it was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Like, I still have mini breakdowns for no reason where I'm just literally out and I'll see something and I'll just start crying. But I've been talking to her all week, like in like 11 at night, 8 in the morning, whatever. I'll just check on her, like, and she's like, oh, you're helping me get through this. Thank you so much. I know you know what I'm going through. You end up just naturally
becoming part of it.
You do. And you shouldn't, there is like a boundary, because it can be really draining if you're constantly taking everyone's pain on. But I feel like it's just in your personality. I've just always been someone who wants to be there for everyone anyway. Yeah. But I feel like it, and Capo is like, his nature is always to help people. He always wants to put people on, if he can take someone to an opportunity, he'll take them. I just think if it's in your nature, it's a good role for you, get me? But 100%. Tough love is important. And you know what? We kind of have that between us. Like, I think I'm like the, okay, let's give them another chance, and then he can be a bit more stern. Yeah. So we do have that balance. If you came like to a session and chat, you'll get it.
Nah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I bet you'll be the biggest softy dad.
I know, that's ever, why that's I'm so angry. You know, smiling, that's why I'm so angry, because I know I'm just gonna get taken advantage of my niceness, like, you know. It's like a protective mechanism.
When he has his kids, you have to play that bit back. He's letting them literally run around the house.
Nah, I'm gonna be on to my kids.
They're gonna have like Louis Vuitton tracksuit on.
No way.
I can't imagine.
No way, no, my use, you know. They're not gonna be allowed to have that.
Have your parents, because of like
my parents
backgrounds as well, have they been on it? Have they been pressuring you?
They have. They've been telling me all the time.
Every episode. Tubs, like, oh, my days. But
Nah, they are, but you know what? They're cool now. They're actually cool. They're like, they're not that. It's because growing up, and for like recently, I went like looking for someone to be with or someone to like to marry, you know? I was just more like getting on with life, trying to make money, trying to finding a wife was not on my list. Yeah. Now it's on the agenda. So when I meet someone, it could potentially be that, you know?
Whereas wait, before, this is so interesting. Yeah. Wait, how, what do you mean it's on? So wait,
it's if, on
if
my
it,
agenda.
If it's on the agenda, so now before when you used to go somewhere, if you used to like chat to a female,
that I liked, I wouldn't think, oh, I want to marry this girl.
But now, are you like doing like a screening test?
I mean, I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't
mean?
Know about a screening test, what but the, definitely what if I'm with, like? If I meet someone and I would think, how would this?
Oh, like, how would she look in my kitchen?
I mean, how she look after, how she raised my kids?
What?
How
what she when look you after? Immediately meet them?
No, no, of course not. Okay. Not at all.
No, but that's why.
Not at all. But I wasn't even. I didn't want to get married anyway. Oh, the first screening test. All right, cool.
Yeah, so okay, so you're at a party with Haider.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're jamming, you're
busting. For la, don't go to parties.
No, 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 let's hear it.
In a restaurant, Shisha lounge. I don't know, where'd you lot go?
No, I hear you. No, give us a scenario.
Wait, I go to the mosque.
I go to the supermarket. I go to like the aisle where all the certain ingredients that I like.
What supermarket do you not go to?
It's Tesco.
Is that your go-to?
No, it's not. You know, it's not.
What's your go-to?
I'm a Asda man.
Are you?
You know what? I rate Lidl still. Xiaomi. I can't lie. I rate Lidl still.
Lidl as well.
Yeah, Lidl.
Audi.
That's a classic. Audi's, depends on it. Whatever more is local.
Okay, so you lot are in Costco.
Yeah, Costco. That makes
Let's do something very neutral.
Yeah. Do a good, is it pizza slice?
Yeah, pizza slice. No, but you know, it's too oily, man.
It's all right.
Okay, all right. You know what? You're in Morrison's.
Nah. You know what? Big up all supermarkets. Big up all supermarkets. Let's put it this way.
We're
in generic.
When Abu Ali's on the corner.
Yeah, Arab supermarket. Yeah. Arab supermarket.
Okay, you're in an Arab supermarket. Yeah. A girl's just walked in.
Yes. Mashallah. Yes.
Okay.
So, mashallah. Okay. Yes, sister. Salaam alaikum, sister.
You're in an aisle. You both go to reach for the Ahmed tea.
Yeah, okay.
It's one left.
Yes.
What happens?
I'm like, sister, this is yours. And I walk away.
Nah, I'm going to tell her we'll split it.
Tough love comes
I'm going to split it.
Split what, bro?
What do you mean?
Cut the box in half.
One Ahmed tea, bro. Big up. You know we fight for Ahmed tea.
We fight for them, but this is a lady, we don't fight.
It's true, you know
bro,
what?
You need to take him with you. You're not gonna have a wife.
No, you're right. No, it's true. It's true. It's true. I'm trying to take the tea. Yeah, I'm trying to make the tea
know
for
the
her.
Screening test.
Screening test.
You've both reached for the tea.
Oh, that's perfect right there. That's green flag right there. Yeah, we'll both reach for the tea.
Good. Okay.
That's perfect.
And if she don't let him have it, she's gone. That's what he's on.
No, I'm just like, it depends, isn't it? Like, really and truly, I'll just speak to her and then I'll just go from there.
What would you say?
I'd say hello. Hi.
Yeah.
What are you saying? How are you? You're right. I'll introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never actually met someone and thought like, yeah, you're the one for me straight away. Like, it's never happened like that. Mm-hmm. It's always like, I've got to know you and I've kind of loved something about you.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Where would you go on your first date?
I'd go on a halal date.
Wait, is that when someone's uncle comes?
Yeah.
Where?
No, it's not when exactly someone's uncle
comes. You know,
it's down to the discretion of the family.
Discretion of the family.
Yeah, you can go on your own.
Okay.
Or some family.
It's just about not hiding it. And
where
then,
are you going? Where would you take her?
Just somewhere to chill, like, you know, just get a drink or eat if we're hungry, get food. For certain things I like. Obviously, I would want my wife to be a good cook. If she's not, then she's got to be willing to learn.
You lot are the chefs, though. No, that's pressure.
I know. How is that? I'm not saying that you got to be better than me. You just got to be willing. You got to be willing to.
Because then you can have moments where you're teaching her how to cook.
Then we could do it together. You know, it's not like I'm not really against that, but you know, that we could take turns, preferably more turns for her than me. You know, like I also hate doing laundry. Like, I do everything else. I will fix every cupboard that needs to be fixed.
You won't do the dishes.
Yeah, I'll fix every cupboard. I'll do all the shopping. I'll like, you know what I mean. But dishes, I
just don't want to do laundry.
Like,
wait, the list is about to get longer.
Cooking. I'll be real. I know dishes. I don't mind cooking, but
so
I hate
are
dishes.
You into? Are you actually both into like traditional roles?
I'd say that's just because how I grew up.
Mm. How would you feel, yeah, if your girl said, can you be like a stay-at-home dad and I'm going to go work? Are you on it? That's good.
I don't know. I won't be on that personally.
But you hide her, you're
cool with
it.
But that won't be the reality. In this day and age, that don't make sense.
But you're cool with it.
I'm cool with anything.
I'm
cool with staying at home for a bit.
Are you mad easygoing?
That I do dishes, I'll hoover. I'd do all that anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Really, okay. Never seen my hold a hoover in his life. I've lived with him for over a year.
Because we have a cleaner.
I don't hoover your room.
Oh, you lot got TV money like, now. You got a cleaner. Okay. So actually, your wife don't even need to do laundry.
Yeah, well, no, I don't mind getting a cleaner.
Telling her about all the waffles.
I don't mind getting a cleaner. No, how I just idiot. I told her I don't want to do dishes. I'm being real.
Funny. What star sign are you?
March.
Pisces.
What, are you end of March? Oh, you're Pisces. Yeah. Are you end of March?
20th.
Yeah, you're Pisces. Okay. Oh, cusp, just before.
I don't know what these terms.
What about you?
Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are quite set.
You sound like a vegetable.
Tell us about ourselves, because
do you know what?
You look like a vegetable. He looks like an olive right now.
Me? Nah, oh, this is my like. Yeah, it's olive still.
Sagittariuses are quite stubborn, quite set in their ways, but also very loyal.
Yes.
Pisces, because you're kind of on the cusp of two, because it changes on the 21st. Pisces are very go with the flow. They're very chilled, but also they got that thing where sometimes they love being around people and sometimes they don't like people. They just want to be on their own. If you're in a gathering or something, you're just ready to go. They've kind of got that vibe.
What else do you know about me? Tell me.
No, you asked me what the okay. You know, do you get me? Like, that's, I don't know if it's accurate for
you. No, it's sounding pretty right. So,
but surely if I'm 20th and 21st it changes, why is it cusp? Why am I not just that?
Because I'm not going to get into it too much because it makes me come mad, yeah. But it depends on when you're born, where you're born, when. I don't know if you were born at 2 o'clock in the morning or in the afternoon.
I was born in my living room, in my house back home, yeah.
In the living room?
There's a TV there.
Do you know what time it was?
I don't know what's there now, actually. I ain't been there since 06,
bro. Funny. But yeah, if a girl ever asks you, oh, what time were you born? That's what she's doing. She's trying to figure you guys out.
Yeah.
So that's a tip.
See, I don't know how you can like come to that conclusion, but while I would accept that there's been a study that people have done for many thousands of years, why would they study something for thousands of years if it was nothing?
Yeah, no,
you know,
no,
so I'm sure that the energy of the sun means something on the moon and all of that.
Yeah,
but
so what's that? That's astrology.
I think a lot of the things they do is quite generic and it's quite broad, so and it could apply to everyone.
Yeah, I hear you.
So like what you said for Haidar could apply for me as well.
Yeah,
and it could be the rest of the man them too.
I hear
but
you. Yeah.
Like what you said for me could be also fine. Also like, you know, but
100% hear you, but obviously we spoke about it for like 20 seconds. So if you were about to go deeper into it, if you did say what time you were born,
should we turn this into astrology
episode? I swear it does
man
get
should do that
it
one
does day. Get yeah. deeper. Yeah, you should get astrologists in and see.
Yeah,
you right.
got one
but
right yeah, here.
No, I'm not that deep. Well, I am really into it, but I wouldn't be able to professionally say. But horoscopes is different. I'm not really into horoscopes too much. Horoscopes,
what's that,
is
like today your love's gonna kiss you.
Today this is gonna, and I feel like
and you're like what cheek.
I feel like that's really generic. Yeah. Some of those horoscopes, because they'll style it out and go, if it doesn't resonate with you today, it's not for you. And you're like, nah, but you can literally say anything of that day, and one of the thousands of humans is gonna think it's true.
Yeah. I used to read people the wrong horoscope. So I'd be like, oh, what star sign are you? And then I just read them the wrong horoscope. And they'll be like, yeah, that means so much to me.
That's
and then,
me, yes.
And then afterwards, I'll be like, by the way, let me read you my horoscope. I'd read my one to them and them their one to mine. And they'll be like, oh, that means so much to you. It means like that to you because of this, this, that. And then eventually I'd spill the beans and tell them and they'll be like, oh yeah, and then just pretend like nothing happened, like
no,
you know.
Look, so another conspiracy theory. You're so, it's so typical Middle Eastern man.
What? To
like,
what?
To
can you please let them know you're referring to Tubbsy and not me? Yeah?
I'm referring to Tubbsy, okay? But it's so typical, like to try and have to prove something wrong. Like it's literally like. I don't know. I feel like that's what you lot do. Want to do something wrong.
I went to a place in Iran actually once, the where they used to worship the sun.
I've never been to Iran.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. No, you'll love it. It's so good.
Do you know what's so mad? It's like every time I've gone to go, something has happened that I couldn't go. Initially, I couldn't go because my dad left us when we was really young. And you know, if you're a girl until you're like 21, you have to have your dad's signature if you want to go. So I didn't have that. When I did want to go with my mom and my grandma, it was around the time where I was like at uni. I had like uni exams. They want to go around Persian New Year, March. That's when we're studying for exams and stuff. Mm. Like after that, I kind of left it a bit. And then I really wanted to go last year. My grandma passed away. And then this year, all the stuff's happening, as you know now. So it's a bit mad. Like
when you go, you're going to absolutely love it because it's a bit of like a culture shock because like we're used to that here.
Yeah. I want to go so much. And one of my close friends as well, like he went a couple years ago and he went to every region. So he was like, there's mountains, there's green, there's beach, there's volcano, there's desert. Like you've got every region there. Like I do read and I speak the language and everything. Like I just can't read and write. But because here they have like a Persian school, but I think it's quite expensive.
Don't ever in your life do a coach journey from one city to another.
Oh, I've done that, you know. I've done a 16 hour coach, bro.
I've done like a 20 something hour, bro.
Stressful.
Oh my God.
Was it like
God.
A full rickety
the
one?
The worst journey I've ever been on in my whole life.
It just hurts your back. It's like you're sitting on a bus.
What
it's like you're sitting on a bus.
No aircon. You know,
just bare people.
Flipping. Hot. Stinky.
God, no, I would die. I get car sick, you know. As well, at my grown ass age, I actually get car sick.
Hey, I'm telling you, don't do it.
I haven't been there for a while. Last time I went there was like what,
4 years ago?
I remember actually what happened. I got into an accident. I got run over. I was on a motorbike. I went to go get like Abu Talibi, which is like melon juice.
Yum.
So you just go to the shop and he'll put it in the blender and just give it. Yeah. And then I had one. I walked around for a bit and then had another one. Went and got a second one.
Mm.
And then I thought, you know what? I might as well go home. So I'm thinking, yeah, let me get a cab. But then I see this guy at the side of the road on his motorbike. And I'm thinking, you know what? I spoke to him. I told him, yo, take me to my grandma's house. It's just around the corner. I'm on the back. We're riding towards my grandma's. The car's come out of nowhere, hit into the motorbike.
Oh,
motorbike's
no.
gone flying. Guys come out the back window, grab the pouch that I was wearing.
Huh?
And start dragging me down the road. Now, whereas I had a high quality pouch on, yeah? So like it went ripping. So I started trying to take my bag.
Oh
yeah?
My God.
So they must have clocked. They must have clocked. Someone must have. So this is my theory, innit? Someone must have clocked them from the ends or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were going through mad recession, poverty at the time. I'm just trying to justify why they would do that. But at the same time, it was just things happen everywhere. But you see that, even though I had that mad experience where I almost died because then they started dragging me. My leg got stuck in the wheel and my whole back was scratched. And it was like,
that's
I went to the hospital the next day. They done an x-ray of my whole body and then luckily I didn't get no broken bones or nothing. I was just like mad injured and so I went to the police station. The guy's like, yeah, you know what, you gotta give a man like £20 before I listen to you. And I'm like, do you know what
do they actually proper if they know you're not from there?
No, even if you're from there,
really?
Yeah, that's just, you know what, it's just like, so you gotta kind of pay for all these services. So if you go to the police station, you want them to catch someone, you gotta kind of pay them for it. But it didn't make me dislike anything about Iran, you know. Like I absolutely love it. I know it sounds like a mad like thing, oh, like I'm upset. No, not at all. It happened, things happen.
You see Morocco, when you phone the ambulance, they ask you how much are you offering.
Yeah.
No,
it's a bidding war.
It's like they're like, what's wrong with the bread? How much? Oh yeah, you have to give us this much for us to come.
No way. Are you Moroccan?
No, I'm Kurdish.
But you guys went to Morocco?
We went to Colombia.
No way.
We done Colombia, then Morocco.
Yeah.
So was you lot doing cooking stuff there?
Yeah, so we went and explored so food.
We done like
a food culture.
So what are you saying, Colombia or Morocco for food?
Colombia, so
is it?
Think about the tacos.
Colombia.
Where's somewhere you lot really want to go that you haven't ever gone?
I want to go to the Far East, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam.
Have you ever been anywhere like that?
No, I've never actually been there.
Okay.
I want to go to Hong Kong as well.
Do you like traveling then?
I do. I love traveling.
I want to go places like Thailand and that, but I hate insects, you know.
They're massive, you know.
Bro, I can't hack it.
My dream is to do all the national parks in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Serengeti is the massive one.
That's dope.
that saying.
No one ever says that, you know?
Yeah. That's like, my dreams, like wildlife.
That makes sense.
Do you like, do you like wildlife?
National Geographic's my channel, 265.
Is it? Yeah, of course.
Love a bit of David Attenborough.
I don't know what it is. Like, something about just seeing them hunt, seeing them live. Like, they got very similar characteristics to humans, you know?
That's deep. Like, yeah.
You know lions? The females, when they're ready to mate and that, they force the males to like mash them like 50 something times a day.
You know what?
Force. No,
he just said that he said they're very similar to humans.
No. As in, the female will start biting the balls of the male lion and that. Like,
what, and that
if they
means,
don't want to
do something.
That's no. They're like, they have a high sex drive. While they have a mad sex drive, there's like eight of them and there's just one.
Two. That's what I'm saying. You look at the male lion. And he's so sad and depressed because he has nothing in him no more, bro. I swear to God. I can show you videos right now. Like,
I want to see a video.
I swear to God. Like the males were running away.
I believe
his balls
you.
Are getting bitten and that. Like, I swear to God.
This
deep.
Is what you're watching late at night, yeah?
I don't know why I went into that part. But no, there's more interest.
There's more interest. Like, Hyde's just giving you one scenario.
The way they hunt their prey is. They'll make you run for like 2 hours. Wild dogs can run up to like 40.
Oh, so they know
kilometers.
That you're going
to
get tired.
They have the maddest stamina.
I love watching like dog, like kind of, you know, like hyenas or wolves. I do like that side of stuff.
Hyenas are the scumbags of the jungle.
I don't know. There's something about, I think it's from like Lion King. I kind of like the cheekiness of them and stuff.
And they actually laugh.
Maddest thing I saw, and when you said David Attenborough, I was at Glastonbury when he came to speak to the people.
Oh, no way.
Bruv, it was, imagine Glastonbury main stage. It was so noisy. Everyone's drunk, everyone's high, everyone, whatever. This man, they were like, David Attenborough's coming out. I swear, it was like, bro.
Yeah, no, he's the goat.
He just went, hello. And it was just like silence. I was like, raw. But I was going to say, the maddest one I saw, I don't know if you've seen this episode. It's nuts. I'll show you after. Have you seen this bird that imitates sounds?
Yeah. And
it
then
can
he
do
does...
like a kid playing in the park, or like it literally sounded like there was a kid playing in the park.
His, whatever it is, it repeats that. One time they actually solved the murder that way. Where they found out a parrot must have imitated a noise of a man like killing his wife or something, and the wife screaming.
Like,
and then they went into the house and the parrot made that noise. And they're like, how on earth? Parrots imitate something they've heard.
Oh my
and
God.
That, and the noise they made sounded like your wife.
Bro, I feel like there's limits we haven't reached in terms of training animals.
Like of intelligence have.
I've seen, bro, there's dogs and stuff here. Just normal dogs. They're not like mad dogs. They get trained like
to help people with epilepsy.
There's a yard that's got two dogs,
yeah.
And the owner's rarely home, but it gets bare deliveries. The dogs open the door.
What sign
and,
for the
and
delivery?
He put a camera, yeah. The delivery driver looks in, looks at the door, and as he's looking, the dog just gives it with his back leg. Boom, the door
shuts
just slams.
The door like,
I
that's
swear
sick.
That.
Oh, there's, I love
like,
that.
There's dogs that do shopping for their parents.
Oh my God. No, I do love, I love dogs. I've been crying for a dog since I'm like really, really young. And then my dad at his house had two dogs.
Yeah.
So I could see them like some weekends or when I would ever go. And then they moved, so they went. And then I literally begged my mom and grandma for a dog all the way up to like my grown self. And I'm like saying to my man, like, oh, when we get our yard, can we get no dogs? Nope. I'm like, okay, I'm going to basically ask maybe like 4 times a day. Every day until they basically cave.
Genuinely, I didn't know the meaning of a man's best friend until I had a dog.
Oh,
like, they are just
they are
like,
amazing. What breed did you have?
German Shepherd.
Oh my God! And that's the thing, you know, like big dogs, they're like people,
bruv. Yeah, the most incredible creature, bruv.
My mom likes those dogs.
If I get another dog, it'll probably be a Belgian Malinois, which is the same thing.
They're really smart.
The army and all of that.
I love those dogs. Yeah. I would want one of those. They're sick.
But they're like active, so you got to walk them a lot. And all
you got to take them on mad journeys and adventures and treks.
There was a guy on an estate a couple years ago in South, and he had one. And I swear, every time I looked out my window, that man was there with the dog. And I was like, I've heard that these dogs need bear training. But yeah, that's sick. I do.
And they're
the dogs my dad had were boxers. So I really like them. They're very boisterous.
They got one of the strongest lockjaws or something.
But they're really, really smart. The only thing I experienced with them, yeah, because I think they used to be in the house a lot, is I swear so many times I came back. And my dad, like back in the day, he used to have like a van, like a, I don't know if it was like a Ford or something. But I came back to the car, there was no car seat. Like it was just wire skeleton of like the car seats. No. They ate everything. I do like kind of German Shepherd-y like type. I love Huskies.
I think having a Husky here is like evil, especially in a hot country. Huskies are designed to be in the cold. In
yeah,
the snow.
It's chapping here.
Yeah, but you know, like
Huskies
will go
going into the fridge.
Yeah, they'll go into the coldest spot. Because you know dogs, they don't sweat, they just pant.
Yeah.
So then
that's
I think. Yeah. I think it's pretty sad.
God.
But I'm just saying, obviously I love animals, innit? I'm just letting man know that. Let man know, innit?
Who's that at the door?
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. You're
no,
welcome
thank you
anytime.
For having me.
Do you want to tell the world about your socials?
My socials are Shay D Rap on everything.
Do you want to let them know about anything that's coming up or
anything that
any projects you got going on right now?
Yeah, I've got my new single, my new video out in Jan. I decided to start the new year with it instead of end the
Why
year with
not?
It. So got my new single, my video dropping then. And then I'll be launching my podcast, which I hope you guys can come on as well.
We'll be happy to come on to that.
That would be amazing.
What's it called?
It's called Turning Point.
Okay,
Turning Point. So it's about turning points in your life.
I think that's what I clicked on your thing, you know. You know when you asked, what do you think it's called?
Yeah. Love that. Sometimes, you know, when you put something on stories and stuff, you do like, you're like, why?
No one interacts.
Why are you watching my life? Just reply. That means I asked you something to your face and you just looked at me.
I'm quite guilty of that, to be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie.
I do try to answer everyone's everything. Because you know what? I always feel like, what if they're in front of you and they asked you this and it's just like, you're just looking at them.
Yeah, but I also feel like.
But sometimes you're just tapping through in it quickly.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I hear you. I'm going to pull you up on that now, Tubbsy.
I mean, go, man.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Check me and Tubbsy out on the socials. Tubbsy and Hyde on Instagram. Hyde's official, my personal one. I am Tubbsy, his personal one. And if you lot want another podcast, go check out the Joe Marler Show. Each week, the England international Joe Marler sits down to talk to everyday people about the jobs they do. If you want one episode to start with, look for the one about coffee, which I hate, by the way. I'm a tea man. Big up Ahmed, just search for the Joe Marler Show in your podcast app now. But yeah, from us, I've been Haider.
I've been Tubbsy.
I am still Shady.
Lock in next week, hopefully, when we'll be talking about a lot of things. God bless and goodbye.
Yalla, bye.
You can listen to The World According to Tubbsy and Haider ad-free on Amazon Music.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.